Welcome to Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law on Connect FM, presented by Clearfield County District Attorney. Today we have with us as a guest once again is Dr. Matt Bridgman, and I say once again because this is the fourth time that we've been honored to have you, Dr. Bridgman, as our guest on Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law. And we've learned quite a bit about neuropsychology, about mental health, the human mind, its proper and healthy functions, some mental exercises that one can use in helping improve their mind and their mental health and manage stress. So before we expand into today's topic of stress and anxiety, could you please give us a quick reintroduction to Dr. Matt Bridgman, who you are, a brief personal and professional history, and an introduction to your practice of Clear Mind Coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me back again, Dan.
Sure.
Enjoy coming on here and chatting with you. So a little bit about me. So I'm a licensed psychologist. I have a PhD in clinical psychology, but then also specialized in neuropsychology. And so I'm just fascinated by the brain and the human mind.
Yeah.
And the ways God designed it to work and the ways our mind and our brain benefit us, but then also understanding how it can go haywire and not work so well and cause us trouble, cause us stress and interfere with life. And then more importantly, what to do about that, you know, when our
Absolutely.
Mind and brain are not working quite right, what do we do to help it?
And we've had some really neat conversations about that. And we're going to expand on it a little bit more today. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Matt, could you remind us of what is it that we're really talking about? You know, mental health is a part of the title of this program.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of information out there in the world today about mental health. But when we're talking about one's mental health, what are we really talking about? And what would you say are the proper and healthy functions of the human mind?
Yeah. So mental health. So the word mental referring to the mind. So the health of our mind. I love the human mind. It's so fascinating. And there's an approach to doing psychotherapy called ACT, Acceptance and Commitment Therapy. And as I was trained in that and learned in that, one of the common phrases that comes out of that is, your mind is not your friend.
Mm.
Your mind is not your friend. Mm. It's not your enemy either, though.
Yeah.
Right? The human mind allows us to do amazing, wonderful things and to enjoy life, to enjoy relationships, to enjoy hobbies, to work and be productive and contribute to society. But the mind is also the source of a lot of problems.
Sure.
Sometimes our mind doesn't work so well and gets in the way of life and causes suffering. So mental health is about understanding our mind and is it performing? Is it working in a way that helps us in life, or is it doing things that is getting in the way of life? Is there something unhealthy about how our mind is working?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm sure some people, and maybe even some listeners this morning, are feeling like their mind is their biggest enemy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to help address some of that. And in one of our past interviews, Matt, you told us about some mental exercises, kind of some simple things, but things mm-hmm. that we never think to do that could help improve the mind and our mental health. Could you kind of give us a quick review for that routine?
Sure. Yeah. I created and talked last or one of the previous times about the Clear Mind Circuit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a circuit workout and taking three different exercises, three different types of exercise that are really important for the health of our mind. The first is a physical exercise, because physical movement, promoting circulation and blood flow and the health of our muscles, the health of our heart, all of that is very important for the health of our brain and the health of our mind. And so the circuit workout includes a physical movement exercise, a cognitive exercise, because when we talk about the mind, there are two very important functions of the mind. One is thinking, cognition, thinking skills like attention and memory. And the other important function of the mind is emotions,
mm-hmm.
Generating emotions. So this circuit workout, again, includes the physical exercise, but then also a cognitive exercise to strengthen the thinking skills of the mind. And then also a relaxation exercise to purposefully strengthen our mind's ability to relax.
Sure.
And help to balance our emotions.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Bridgman, as you've explained that to us, notice a lot of the physical aspects of that. And it seems that one of the biggest hindrances to good, strong health, whether it be physical or mental, is this whole thing of stress and stressors in our lives. And today you're going to expand a little bit and share some information with us about stress management. And I understand you have a new metaphor that you're going to share that will help us get maybe a better understanding of stress and anxiety and how it can be managed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Go for it.
So I don't know that it's necessarily a new metaphor, and I'm sure I'm not the one who created it or came up with it, but have just explored this metaphor over the years and talking with folks about stress and moods and emotions.
All right.
And we'll call it the pot metaphor. Okay. Have you ever heard someone make the comment, "I feel like I'm about to boil over"?
Sure.
And, yeah. Or we've described ourselves as feeling a lot of pressure inside us, needing to blow off some steam.
Like a pressure. Pressure cooker, almost.
Exactly. Yeah. So if we play with that a bit and say, well, boiling over, what is boiling? If we think about boiling water or blowing off steam, where does steam come from? Well, it comes from boiling water. And where do you find boiling water? Well, in a pot that's on the stove. Mm. And so if we imagine our body is like the pot, the metal pot is our physical body. The burner, then, we're, for the sake of our analogy here, we're going to use a gas stove.
Okay.
So a burner underneath the pot is the stress of life.
Okay.
As long as we're alive, the burner is always on.
There's going to be a flame there.
There's always going to be a flame. Because stress by itself is not bad. We need some types of stress, intellectual stresses, emotional stresses, physical stresses that actually help us to be strong and improve our knowledge and maturity and physical strength and health. So we need some stress. So the burner's always on, but sometimes the burner's on low and sometimes it's on high. Mm. And so if we say, well, the burner can be anywhere from a 1 to a 10. Well, when the burner gets turned up, then it, of course, heats the pot up. And then inside the pot, we've got the water, right? We need something to boil. So we've got water inside the pot. The burner then is the stress of life. Well, lots of things will turn the burner up. And even good and enjoyable things can turn the burner up. And so if we imagine for a second physical stress. So if I exercise for an hour, I'm physically stressing my body. I'm putting pressure and tension on my body. But I really enjoy exercise personally. And so for an hour of exercise, I'm physically stressing my body, but my mood is good.
Yeah.
And so remembering stress by itself is not just an emotional thing, but is also physical. But if I exercise for an hour and I'm cautious to not overdo it, but I do push my body hard, then maybe I'm pushing that burner physically anyways to maybe a 5 out of 10. Okay. That's good for me. Right? Yeah. It's healthy.
Yeah.
I'll become stronger.
Yep. Yeah.
And so even physical exercise, that turns the burner up a little bit. Lots of other things in life, though, turn the burner up. Responsibilities at work, responsibilities at home, obligations. Those are all kinds of things that turn the burner up. If we imagine, I've got a job and I go to work. If we imagine a Wednesday and it's a pretty routine Wednesday, I've got a lot of things to do, but it's not overwhelming, and everything is going pretty smoothly, then we could imagine, well, my burner on that day is maybe a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's up a little bit, but it's not overwhelming. The water's warming up, but it's not boiling. So to back up for a second, say, okay, the burner is the stress of life. Lots of things turn that burner up. The burner gets turned up. It warms up the pot, and the pot is our physical body. And so we exercise or we have some obligations at work, then we have a 3 out of 10 level of the burner being up. What does that do to the pot? What does that do to our physical body? Well, our heart rate goes up a little bit. You know, adrenaline might go up a little bit. So we have some chemistry changes going on in the body. But then it also affects the water. Now, the water in this analogy would be our internal experience.
Okay.
So our emotions and our thoughts and our physical sensations. Mm-hmm. So not only is my heart rate increased, but I feel it, right? I can feel my heart pounding.
Right.
But more importantly, the water is emotions and thoughts. And so the burner gets turned up. You know, we've got some stress going on that influences our body, and then that also influences the water, our emotions and our thoughts. But back to our Wednesday, you know, day at work. It's a smooth work day. I'm busy. I'm doing things. I have obligations, responsibilities, but everything's going smoothly. Yeah. So that's like a 3 out of 10, you know, okay. No big deal. Imagine a Monday, though, where lots of emails came in over the weekend, and I wasn't checking email over the weekend. So you show up first thing Monday morning, and it's a little bit more overwhelming. You're working your way through the emails and find that there's some problems that you didn't anticipate, and you're not sure how to solve them. And you attempt to resolve some issues during that Monday workday, but it's not going so well. So it's not a 3 out of 10 level of burner. It's a, you know, it's a 5 out of 10 or a 7 out of 10.
Get a few bills in the mail.
Get a few bills in the mail, right? Right. So lots of other things can also turn that burner up, right? Not just work, but maybe things at home. Other things will turn that burner up. And so the higher that burner goes, then the more it affects the pot, the more it affects the water, the more it affects our emotions. Throughout most of life, you know, what we might experience is this burner goes up. It affects our pot, affects our water. Water starts boiling. Maybe some intense emotions showing up, but then the problems, the burner, those problems get resolved.
Sure.
You know, we fix them or they go away. So the burner goes back down. And so then the pot cools off, the water cools off, the emotions, the stress in terms of the feeling of stress, you know, our experience of stress, you know, calms down. But what can happen, though, the problem of stress, so we, on the one hand, we say, well, stress is good because it makes us stronger, makes us better. Physical exercise is good unless that burner gets stuck on high. Mm. You know, if we have something happen in life that's either one really big stressor, like it's not just a rough work day, but I just got fired from my job and I wasn't expecting it. Well, that's a bigger life event.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, one thing that has the burner from, you know, my burner was on a 3 today, but now all of a sudden it's at a 10.
Yeah.
Right. Something like that then causes the water to really boil. You know, our emotions get a lot more intense. Or it could be the case that a lot of little stresses are not getting resolved. Mm. You know, sometimes stresses show up in life that we can't easily fix, you know, even despite our best efforts. We don't always have control over everything in life. And so if we got too many small stresses, but they just keep building up and building up, and that burner can gradually go up and up and up. And sometimes that burner will go up to a 10, not necessarily because of one big thing, but just a lot of little things that we can't easily fix.
So one notch at a time on that burner switch, go from a 3 to a 4, then maybe to a 5, then a 6. And
yep.
Before you know it, you're at 10 again.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So when that's the case, if that burner gets on too high and gets stuck on high, well, then that water's really boiling. You got a rolling boil there.
Yeah.
If we switch briefly in our analogy to, instead of water, we use spaghetti sauce.
Oh, boy.
You know, boiling spaghetti sauce, not so good, right?
Yeah, exactly. You have a mess, too.
Exactly. Creates a big mess. So one of the most common things we all do when our water starts really boiling, especially if it's sauce, you know, we put a lid on it, right? We put a lid on it. We bottle it up. You ever heard people use that term?
Yep.
Bottling their emotions.
And I'm going to take it that that's not good necessarily, or to an extent maybe.
It depends.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I would suggest it's not an issue of good or bad
or
right or wrong. Yeah. Putting a lid on it, bottling it up, putting on a good face, you know, using that 4-letter F word, I'm fine. you know, we all do it. We learn that from a very young age. It's not good or bad, right or wrong, but we can look at it and say, well, how does it work?
Yeah.
In some moments, in some situations, we need to put a lid on it.
Sure.
If we're at work and a coworker or boss says something or does something really unjust, really insulting, and our anger is boiling, but yet we bite our tongue.
Yep.
And we proceed with
for our
acting,
own protection.
We proceed with acting with professionalism, right? For our own protection.
Right.
And so there are many times that, you know, first responders, soldiers, you know, there are a lot of situations in life where We do have to kind of bottle it up.
Yeah.
And we might have a lot of emotions boiling inside of us, but on the outside, we act in a very professional or calm manner. And so there are lots of times in life where that's necessary, where that's very important. Mm-hmm. The flip side, though, is if this burner is stuck on high, this water's really boiling inside of us, if we have the lid on, we can't keep the lid on forever.
Right.
Right, because
it'll blow at some point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Putting the lid on doesn't fix the burner.
True.
Right, it doesn't turn the stresses down. It doesn't solve the problems of life. And so if those problems, if the burner stays stuck on high and you put the lid on, well, the pressure inside just keeps building like a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
And eventually it's going to find its way out.
Mm.
Right, that stress inside of us. If the burner stays stuck on high, eventually that pressure will find its way out. It'll affect us physically with tension, headaches, migraines, GI trouble, or it'll cause us to explode or boil over, like angry outbursts or panic attacks or crying spells, things like that, are kind of this overflowing of boiling over.
Yeah. So if we get a better understanding of that and this metaphor of the pot, the boiling pot, how do we seek help when we realize there's a problem here? You know, my burner is stuck on 10 and I feel like it's about to blow. What do I do?
Yeah. So one of the reasons I like this analogy, this metaphor, this imagery is because it helps us to see other multiple areas where we can take some action to address this problem of stress. You know, in moments where the stress is a problem, what do we do about it? And so the first thing, which we're probably already doing, is looking at the burner and saying, what else can I do to address the sources of stress?
Okay.
What else can I do to try and turn that burner down? Do I need to ask somebody for help, you know, on something to solve some kind of problem? But the next is, if I'm already doing everything I can to turn the burner down, to solve the sources of stress, then the next is looking at the pot and the boiling water.
Okay.
And what do I do to deal with all of this boiling water inside of me? And so, again, having that skill of putting the lid on is appropriate, but I also need to learn the skill of venting.
Yes.
Right. So yeah. We all talk about, I need to vent some pressure. I need to blow off some steam. So that's important. That has a place in keeping our mind healthy.
Yeah. Have the lid on, but have it a little bit crooked so it allows that steam to vent out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we control, we install a controlled pressure release valve.
Yeah.
Right. Like your water tank, hot water heater has a pressure release. And so what does this look like? Right. Well, you know, it's important to recognize, venting, complaining, blowing off steam, it doesn't solve the problem, yeah. Right? It doesn't turn the burner down.
And it can be done inappropriately, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason I say, controlled ventilation system, right?
Yeah.
Controlled pressure release. Because again, there are times when you need to keep the lid on, but can you be purposeful about when and with who and for how long you vent?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the car driving home from work and it was a really stressful work day, I might want to spend that ride home yelling, you know, where no one can hear me.
To nobody.
Complaining out loud to nobody.
Yeah.
Blowing off some steam in the car.
I think I've seen a few people doing that.
Yeah.
At least I assume that's what they're doing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. As long as it doesn't lead to road rage. Right?
Exactly.
You know, going for a walk in the woods and yelling at the trees, yelling into a pillow, journaling, you know, writing out trouble, the stresses and worries that you have, you know, finding some way. It could be physical exercise, going for a run, you know, using a punching bag, some way to complain and get out that pressure that's built up, but in a way that's purposeful and there are some people that you might think of in your life who, you know, if you go and vent and complain to them, it's not going to go very well.
Mm.
They're going to give you a lot of unsolicited advice that, or they're just going to tell you you're making a mountain out of a molehill and they won't understand. And you'll just feel worse coming away from that conversation.
Yeah.
So there are some people you don't want to vent to and that it won't be helpful. And, but then you might think of someone in your life who it's like, yeah, I can go and I can tell them everything on my mind and vent and complain to them, and they'll just listen.
Yeah.
And they'll understand. And if I need advice, I'll ask for it and they'll tell me, but they won't overdo it with trying to control me or tell me what I should do. if I don't want advice, I just want them to listen. So picking the right person, the right time, and also even setting a time limit to it, saying, I just need to vent for 10 minutes and then we'll move on to something else.
Right? Yeah.
That's kind of this controlled ventilation that helps blow off some of that steam. That way we don't explode or boil over in unhelpful ways at people who don't deserve it.
You know, like
blowing up at our kids when they really didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
They just happened to be there at the time when we were ready to boil over.
Yep.
Matt, we have about 5 minutes left together. This has been outstanding information. Let's lighten it up a little bit. We're entering into the summer season here, and there's going to be some fun things taking place. People, family vacations they're putting together, maybe even heading out on at this time. And of course, you have, schools out for the summer, things like that. We think of the kind of the lighter side, but there can be stressors associated with the summer season as well. Mm-hmm. Could you address maybe one or two of those here before we have to say goodbye?
Absolutely. So again, lots of things turn that burner up. And sometimes even a vacation can do that, right? We go on vacation to rest, to get away from the stresses and worries of life. But I don't know about you, vacations require planning and require logistics and packing. And if you've got kids, then it's not just packing your own belongings, but it's making sure your kids have everything they need for the trip, getting everyone in the car, getting out the door on time.
It requires travel, which that can be a stressful experience, right? Whether you're flying or driving, it's stressful.
Yep. And when things go according to plan, you have a schedule, you have a plan, and everything's going according to plan, well, then that's nice and smooth. But how often does everything go exactly according to plan? Unexpected things happen, and then that turns the burner up.
Yeah.
Maybe a little, maybe a lot. And then coming home from vacation, right? The day of arriving back home, now you have to unpack. Now you've got laundry and preparing for the days ahead, getting back to work. And so there are stresses associated with even that.
So it's definitely something to keep in mind. But as we wrap things up, Dr. Bridgman, could you point us towards some resources that are available to help us as we want to reduce the emotional stress on our minds and on our bodies? Are there some resources you could point to, and how can listeners get in touch with you for more information?
So you can easily get in touch with me. Just go to my website. You'll find my email. Website is drmattbridgman.com, and that's drmatt and then my last name, Bridgman, with no E. Bridgman, but no E.
Okay.
DrMattBridgman.com. And I've got an email address on there. You can just contact me that way. I've got some resources on the website that you can explore. I've also got a website, neuropsychologyforyou.com. Neuropsychologyforyou.com. And I've got some things written on there about managing stress that are useful. Because there's some other things we can do with this metaphor. It's not just about addressing the burner and venting. There's lots of ice cubes we can throw into the water.
Oh, okay.
To cool the water down.
Excellent.
Things like mindfulness and relaxation exercises. Depending on the water, if the boiling water includes things like formal depression or anxiety, there might be at times where medication is appropriate. And so following up with a family doctor. I mentioned this ACT, this acceptance and commitment therapy. You can find lots of books on that. ACT for stress, ACT for depression, ACT for anxiety.
All right.
Books on those topics. And there are a lot of other tricks and strategies and exercises and skills that we can learn to help manage boiling water so that it's not splattering everywhere and causing a mess in life. That's a good place to look for some other ideas.
Super. Dr. Matt Bridgman, always informative, always helpful when you're here with us on the program. So thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. This has been Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law on Connect FM, presented by the Clearfield County District Attorney.